In our increasingly algorithmic world, we face a critical communication gap. While most of us interact with hundreds of algorithms daily, few understand how these invisible systems actually think. This isn't just a technical problem, it's a cultural divide that shapes everything from job opportunities to social equality. John Maeda bridges this gap by exploring the fundamental nature of computational thinking itself, offering a conceptual framework rather than technical jargon. At its core, computation thrives on perfect, tireless repetition, something humans find exhausting. I discovered this power as a teenager when I reduced 14,600 lines of code to just 50 by using loops. This revelation showed me that thinking like a machine transforms manual labor into elegant automation. Unlike physical machines with visible components, digital systems operate invisibly through bits that create what science fiction author William Gibson called cyberspace, a consensual hallucination existing in the non-space of the mind. The most elegant form of computational thinking is recursion, defining something in terms of itself. Consider the GNU project name, which stands for GNUs, not Unix, an infinite self-referential definition. While programmers see this as a form of poetry, it's also fragile. When computation encounters an error, it stops catastrophically. The entire computational world vanishes without warning. Behind every screen lies an invisible world of digital information being processed through endless loops, occasionally disrupted by the human-made moths in the system. The lily pad puzzle, where pads double daily and cover a pond by day 30 but only reach half coverage on day 29, reveals our struggle with exponential growth. By day 15, coverage is just 0.003%, not the 50% linear thinking expects. This exemplifies the divide between human intuition and computational reality. While we're wired for linear thinking, like steady plant growth, computation operates exponentially through nested loops and recursion. Nested loops create dimensional expansion, multiplying possibilities. A simple program using loops for years, 10, months, 12, and days, 30, generates 3,600 iterations effortlessly. These computational dimensions extend infinitely, surpassing physical space limitations. Computation handles infinity naturally, working with both the infinitely large and small. The Koch snowflake demonstrates this through recursion, creating an infinite perimeter within finite area, impossible physically, yet natural computationally. The challenge comes when immersion in computational realms weakens human connections. As technology shapes global behavior, we must balance machine logic with human values. Movement and response speed shape our perception of life versus machinery. Modern computers respond so rapidly they appear not just alive, but super intelligent. The faster the response, the more intelligence we attribute to it. Joseph Weizenbaum's 1960s ELIZA program pioneered conversation simulation using if-then statements and keyword triggers. By repeating words as questions and referencing previous statements, it created validating exchanges that made people feel heard. Weizenbaum, who fled Nazi Germany, later warned of computers eventually impersonating humans. Three barriers to this have fallen: smartphones collecting personal data, cloud systems tracking behaviors, and neural networks processing this information more effectively. Neural networks use interconnected elements that learn patterns through numerical relationships, similar to muscle memory. This deep learning enables computers to think through behavioral patterns rather than explicit rules. Traditional AI is like naturally leavened bread, while neural networks are like bread made with chemical yeast. The old AI had a robotic smell, while the new AI functions as automation on steroids, not sentient, but a relentless mimic of human behavior. Unlike physical products, software constantly evolves. Traditional waterfall development follows a linear process. But this can lead to outdated designs, like cars with obsolete fax compartments. digital products have near zero marginal costs, with no inventory or distribution expenses. This allows companies to ship early and improve continuously through remote monitoring. In the computational age, good means how quickly features reach users. Products improve daily through incremental changes, enabled by cloud connectivity, keeping devices synchronized. This makes timeless design obsolete. What matters is being timely and embracing evolution. Unlike physical planned obsolescence, software's natural state is always obsolete, with minimal environmental impact. For computational product designers, success means embracing MVPs, minimum viable products. Rather than pursuing perfection, you reduce ideas to their essential, testable form that can evolve continuously. The simple bell from my parents' tofu shop evolved into today's internet, where devices perpetually listen and communicate with each other. Connected devices now transmit usage data to manufacturers. Cloud services track all user activity through browsers, from explicit feedback to subtle signals like viewing time and abandoned forms, giving companies unprecedented behavioral insights. The Japanese concept of omotenashi, anticipatory hospitality, exemplifies superior service through deep customer understanding. Online, this manifests as personalized experiences, though it can become unsettling when unfamiliar sites know too much, creating tension between convenience and privacy. With billions of smartphones checked hundreds of times daily, the data generated is staggering. Modern systems can analyze trillions of data points, where even a 1% daily improvement compounds to a 37.8-fold annual gain. The tech industry perpetuates systemic imbalance through culture fit hiring, favoring people from similar backgrounds and universities, creating monocultures where people think alike. This homogeneity becomes particularly problematic because tech's errors scale instantly across global platforms, affecting millions. Amazon's AI hiring tool discriminating against women's college graduates exemplifies how algorithms amplify existing biases. Similar issues manifest in facial recognition software struggling with darker skin tones and translation systems reinforcing gender stereotypes. These aren't mere technical glitches, but cultural failures stemming from homogeneous development teams. While quantitative data from thousands of users drives decisions, it often lacks crucial context. The most effective approach combines big data with qualitative, thick data from in-depth user research. Modern AI systems learning from historical data can perpetuate societal biases through their black box nature. Their limitations in understanding nuanced human contexts make diverse perspectives essential for building technology that truly serves all of humanity. AI development follows compound interest principles, multiplying exponentially. At Moore's Law's rate of 66.66%, a penny grows to billions in 50 years versus pennies at 1% interest. This growth sparked singularity predictions of superintelligent entities. Kurzweil predicted computing would exceed individual human brain power by 2023 and collective human intelligence by 2045. We've evolved from basic computation to natural feeling AI. Cloud-based systems now create sophisticated surrogates capable of human-like expressions and interactions. To remain relevant, we must become moving targets through continuous growth. As my mentor said, blast away at it, get it done. A warrior can't be a worrier. Embrace challenges head on. Success demands both technical excellence and human values. While engineers focus on functionality, users seek connection. I propose MVLP, where L means lovable, incorporating Ichaku, love fit, the perfect alignment of product and life. We're at a pivotal moment for humanity. With computing power concentrated among few hands, we must ensure diverse perspectives shape our technological foundation before machines speak for us.